this inscription right here appears over the entrance to a cave in northeastern Alabama that is called Welsh Caves, long reported to be the initial burial place of this little-known guy called King Arthur. That is based on research by a couple of guys in Wales named Alan Wilson and Byron Blackett. I've been studying that part of it for the last 6 or 7 years, but overall I've been studying this general topic for about 40 years, beginning with the ancient fortresses. And I found verifiable historical evidence, including United States Geological Survey maps, that show that these ancient fortresses were very real. Now they're gone, deliberately destroyed in a couple of cases. Most of the pieces just carried away and used for various construction projects, mostly railroad. Why were they here? That's a good question. Were they the first? No. Were they the last? No. So this book explores a lot of that. Who was here? When they were here? Ask the question of why they were here and for how long, etc., and explores the evidence that they left behind. And the most telling evidence is hundreds of Roman imperial coins, some of them imperial mint, some of them provincial, but they spread over about 3 centuries. Why were they here? Possibly to acquire wealth, possibly just to control traffic and tax it, but certainly there was one group called the, and I say certainly, the evidence certainly indicates that there was one group that was rebuilding or building new fortresses, and that was the 9th Roman Legion, who disappeared from history in 117 AD. They were known for building fortresses and other construction projects for various Roman leaders, mostly military leaders, and the date of their disappearance coincided exactly with the rise to power of Hadrian, the Emperor Hadrian. And the last historical record that we have is in 117 AD. They were stationed in Britain, mostly at York in Yorkshire, a fortress that they built and completed in 108. Before that, they built Julius Caesar's bridges across the Rhine in a matter of days, in the case of the second time. They were used to deploying by sea, and they were equally adept at using a chisel or a sword. They have a long record of accomplishments, both war-inspired and civil engineering stuff. They built prefab fortresses. They had a style. They'd just go along and chop them out, acquiring local commodities and material and building whatever was required to fulfill their mission. They had members from North Africa, Iberia, Macedonia, Sicily, France, Germania, and of course Britain. And by 117, they were fully acculturated in Britain.